Welcome to Adulting 101, a guide to adulthood for young people by young people. I'm your host, Twyla Whelan, and today we look at a few budgeting tips. Stay tuned.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Near the end of each month, I start to plan out what I spend on during the 30 or so days until the next payday. But as much as I try to stay within budget, I sometimes have a few, let's call them hiccups. Like the time I saw an exceptional jacket in a store and just had to have it. Or when I went out with my friends and ordered more than the entree. And next thing I know, I'm money done and it was barely the second week in the month. Like math, budgeting is not my strong point, but manager of client financial education at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Michelle Sinclair Doyley, says you don't need a math degree to work out an effective budget.
Budgeting is the aspect of financial planning. It allows you to ensure that you're spending less than you're earning by planning both for your short term and your long term. So you're going to be looking at both your short term and long term expenses as well as your income in order to make sure, of course, that your income is more than whatever your expenditure is.
But does budgeting really work to keep us from overspending? Mrs. Sinclair Doyley says it is up to you to ensure you work the budget, avoid winging it, and sit down and work through all the areas you may spend on.
If it is that we work the budget, we look at the budget, we've worked out exactly what our income is and what our expenditure is, then sometimes you'll see that there's a shortfall there. And if there's a shortfall, then it means that we can take immediate action to close that shortfall.
The shortfalls Mrs. Sinclair Doyley speaks of involve deficits, or essentially when you spend what you don't have. In breaking down how your money is spent, it allows you to see the little areas where you may splurge on, which negatively affect you in the long run. Breaking down how you spend can also tell you if you may need to find an alternate or additional source of income. Mrs. Sinclair Doyley also says budgets not only show us the current breakdown of our spending, but they can also direct how our future spending can look.
Many persons look at whatever their budget is for this month, but in terms of the forward planning, to look at what is going to be needed in the next 3 months, what is going to be needed for the entire year, few people do that. So what happens is, let's just say we have an annual expense that comes up, the car insurance. Instead of knowing that, okay, the insurance is going to be, for example, $120,000 for the year, so I need to break it down by dividing it by 12 and put down $10,000 each month. The budget would have told us that. Many people don't do that. So by the time we now have the insurance to be paid, we feel very stressed.
Budgeting requires discipline, which means impulse buying and other unnecessary spends should be eliminated, or at least should not happen every month. The basic budget can be broken down into needs such as bills, food, transportation, rent, savings, and loans, which should be addressed first. It's also important to set money aside for incidentals or emergencies. And if you manage to have a little more to spare after addressing all the important categories, then you can consider doing something for yourself. If you need more advice on budgeting, visit your bank and speak with a financial planner. Hey, thanks for listening to Adulting 101. I'm Twyla Whelan. Catch up with GIS on Insta at GIS Voice. You can send us a tweet, our handle is GIS News, or check out our posts on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. So until next week, think, do, conquer.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.